This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
We'll give out the numbers here momentarily for you to be able to call in to join us with whatever is on your mind. And, well, there's more breaking news, not really as breaking as some of the other news regarding Oregon, but there is news nonetheless. This from CBS about the holdouts there in Oregon at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge, where they've been, or at least some of them have been, since about January 2nd. And, well, the headline is, holdouts in Oregon standoff say they'll leave with one condition. And, again, the story here comes from CBS News. One of the last holdouts in the armed takeover of an Oregon wildlife refuge said Thursday the remaining five occupiers will leave if they receive assurances that none will be arrested. In a video posted on the YouTube channel Defend Your Base that the group has been using to issue updates during the nearly four-week-old siege, a speaker believed to be David Fry said the occupiers have been told by authorities that out of the five people left here, four of us are allowed to leave. The FBI had no immediate comment on the demand. It has said only that it is trying to empty the refuge of the armed occupiers in the safest way possible. The FBI has set up checkpoints around the refuge that was taken over on January 2nd by ranchers and others demanding the federal government turn public land over to local control. So, Chris, I know that this is something that you've been following, at least in some regards. What are your thoughts on this, where, you know, they're saying that they'll leave, but only if they are given assurances that they will not be arrested?
I get where they're coming from, and I think after the violence of a couple days ago, they're rightfully concerned. There is no question that the gloves are off as far as the federal agents are concerned, as far as Oregon State Police goes. I think they set out to demonstrate strength against the occupiers, and I think they're right to be concerned. I certainly would be too.
I think the gloves are off is probably a weak metaphor. We can probably say at this point that the guns are upholstered. I mean, they're not just gonna, you know, punch people. They are shooting them in the head.
And they already did that, and we still don't know when Lavoie Fenicombe was shot. We still don't know if gunshots happened from anyone on the occupier's side, because all of the news reports said shots were fired.
Right.
Well, that could have been that all of the shots were fired by police into or in the direction of Lavoie Fenicombe.
So I've read listened to two different accounts of people that were on the ground. One of the accounts was somebody who was inside the vehicle, and that was Shauna. She was in the vehicle that Lavoie was in. And I've also heard an account of one of the gentlemen. He was actually driving the Jeep that Ammon was in. So he wasn't in the vehicle that came under fire, but he saw sort of what led up to the shooting. So there's conflicting stories going back and forth, even amongst the people that were there on the ground, and that's kind of where things are as far as I'm concerned. What I really want to see is some dash cam footage, and you know that scene was being heavily recorded. What I don't know is if anybody on the occupier side was recording anything.
If I had to guess.
I was going to say, I just think it's interesting that you're referring to this person, Shauna, by name. I have no idea who this person is. And just, it reminds, you know, we know somebody here locally right. named Shauna, and I'm just imagining her in this situation.
It was her. No, I'm just kidding, Shauna, if you're listening.
It would be an interesting reaction for her.
No, so regarding dash cam footage, my thoughts are this. Knowing as much as I've seen and heard about various situations to where stuff that, you know, shall we say, a little fishy happens, and, well, don't you know the dash cam just happened to malfunction exactly when the fishy thing happened?
There must have been some crazy weather in the area, like a localized, you know, lightning strike caused an EMP, and all of the body cams and all the dash cam, just like, you know, that
they stopped working for 30 seconds, and then they started working again. It's amazing.
Well, and I look at occurrences like that, and that will not surprise me. I think it'll be a cold day in hell when any of us actually see footage of what actually went down from the government's point of view. Unless
we might wind up seeing a government-released video that is absolutely not what happened, but they say it's what happened,
right?
And there's no other video to refute it, and then when the guys that were arrested go to trial, they say, well, here's video. What do you mean you don't remember it that way? Are you saying that the video is lying? Well, no, I guess I just must have misremembered, I guess.
One other situation where video will come up, and again, I wasn't there, and I don't know what happened, but if the video will come out to prove the government's case that, look, this guy does come out of a vehicle, look, you can absolutely see you know, him reaching for a gun, and I... Believe me, I'm not implying that that's what happened, but if there were some evidence that would strengthen the government's case, then, oh yeah, we'll see that. I don't suspect that that exists, because I think they would have released it already.
Oh yeah,
so. Absolutely. And let's go to the phones, and you can call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We've got Doug in Oak Forest, Illinois, calling in on government control. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Johnson. What's on your mind?
You know what? I actually got my property bill the other day, one half of it. And here in Illinois, they break it up into two. You get half of it in the beginning of the year, and you get the other half in the later on part of the year. And on my home valued at $150,000, for one half of it, I got to pay a $3,100 property bill. The other $3,100 I pay later on in the year.
Wow.
It really can be wonderful. Yeah.
That's really ridiculous.
Yeah, and that's why I'm getting out of here. But
where are you going?
We're looking out toward Utah and Nevada for the fact that, I mean, we pay not only the property bill, we pay income. We pay to our town and to Illinois on our NICOR bill. We pay on our ComEd, which would be our electric. We pay on our internet. We pay on our phone. We have to have a vehicle decal in our window by the town here that we have to pay $29 or $39.95 a year for.
Is that in addition to the regular vehicle registration?
Correct. Yeah, you have to have it in the window, in the front bottom right-hand part of the window. I mean, you pay on everything.
It seems to me, I remember hearing something about some state in New England where they don't have a lot of these incidental taxes.
Yeah, we happen to live there.
That's the one.
New Hampshire.
So as you think about Utah and other places out west... Please give us a thought. You'll find it a lot more hospitable.
Yeah. I mean, I'm to the point anymore where, you know, we are 50th in the nation. We have $118 billion or $111 billion in pension liability. In addition, in the general fund, they're running over $8 billion short, and they're borrowing money left and right. They borrowed money all the way back to 1989. They dug a hole that they're never going to get onto, out of. And in the meantime, people are fleeing Illinois. We're the only one in the nation to show population decline, you know, year after year, dating all the way back to 2014. Go ahead.
I was going to say, are you a regular listener here? Have you heard of the Free State Project?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Okay. My issue can be that if I want to move, I really have to take into, and you know what? actually thinking about going out to New Hampshire and having a look at it before I determine whether or not we're going to move out to Utah. But my issue, and you're going to find it funny, can be I'm into mountain bike riding, and I like the much kind of warmer weather, which can be why I'm more leaning toward Nevada. I have family out in Nevada, too. And
well, there are parts of Nevada that do get a lot of snow. And, Doug, I do want to hold you over because I know that you didn't call just to talk about taxation or, you know, why you're planning to move to Nevada. But I will hold you over. We'll bring you back. And, of course, we will tell you more about New Hampshire and when you can visit New Hampshire coming up. And, of course, your calls, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
As Free Talk Live. Your calls welcome at 855-450-FREE or via Skype to username lrn.fm. We've got Doug on the line from Oak Forest, Illinois. And Doug, we were suggesting that you definitely come check out New Hampshire. And, well, there's an excellent opportunity to do that coming up in just a few weeks. Actually, I believe it's about 4 weeks from today. Actually, it might even be less than that. My math might be off. February 18th through the 21st, exactly, is when the Liberty Forum, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, is taking place in beautiful downtown Manchester, New Hampshire, at the Radisson Hotel. There will be a lot of various different speeches happening. There will be a lot of various things going on, sort of panels. There's one of the realtors, Mark Warden from Porcupine Real Estate, is going to do a buying a house sort of lunch thing to where prospective home buyers will go have lunch, and he'll talk about pros and cons of various places, all of the benefits of buying houses in various parts of New Hampshire. And, of course, there's so much more. Plus, Edward Snowden, keynote speaker Edward Snowden. He won't actually be in Manchester, New Hampshire, but he will be keynoting. He'll be connecting in through, the interwebs in some kind of way. So you do not want to miss that. NHLibertyForum.com is where you can go to find out more about the Liberty Forum. And FreeStateProject.com is where you can find out more about the Free State Project. Doug, we brought you back on because I know that you didn't call necessarily to only talk about the taxes happening there in Illinois and really happening elsewhere across the country. Just some places it's a little less, although we in New Hampshire do have property taxes, but we don't have all of the other things that you were talking about. We don't have the income tax. We don't have the general sales tax. We don't have this fee. You were saying you have to get some sort of sticker from your city in addition to the vehicle registration?
Correct. And we have a fee put on our electric bill, on our NICOR bill, on our
internet. What is NICOR?
NICOR, they're the heating.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Natural gas or things like that.
Yeah, and I mean, pretty much what I call for there have been a gentleman that called earlier with Ian and Mark on the air, and he talked about pretty much how collectively people should own everything. And immediately what came into my mind had to do with Daniel. I don't know if you ever heard of the author before, Daniel Gilbert.
Never heard of Daniel Gilbert.
You'd be hard to find anybody more familiar with human behavior in the era that we're living in right now. He actually brought up a great point. He talked about how they took a plant. They gave each individual in a retirement home a plant, and they told them in the retirement home, you know what, don't touch the plant. We're going to water it. We're going to take care of it. And then in another retirement home, they actually gave each individual in there their own plant, and they told them, you go on ahead and you take care of it. You own the plant. You water it. You take care of it. And they found that the elderly people that were given more control and able to take care of their plant actually lived longer, the data showed. And I think that when you take control away from people, you're actually doing harm to them, You're taking away a natural human behavior. You want to be able to control everything relating to you, And you can't have anarchy, but on the other hand, you can't have a totalitarian government, which can be what we're leaning toward, where they are involved in everything in your life, And I wish that people would look at it from that viewpoint, too. When you have the government control everything for you, you're actually doing harm to people,
And to yourself. I think that's part of your point, too, right?
Right.
Yeah. I think it's a great point.
Yeah. Anything else to add, Doug?
No. You know what? While you brought up the point, how are you going to retain the people that are moving to New Hampshire? I know the project will be shutting down. How are you going to ensure that you're going to continue to get people to move there, and the people that are there aren't going to be, leaving?
Well, it's interesting that the process is shutting down, because I don't know that. And I'm hearing
we talked
answer.
About that. Yeah,
there's that right now the only people that know what is going to happen to the board of directors of the Free State Project, I would guess, is probably the members of the board of directors of the Free State Project, and they've not said what's going to happen after they reach the goal of 20,000 signers of the statement of intent saying that people will move. So we don't know if the board is going to exist in some form through the next 5 years, which is what the statement of intent specifies, is that within 5 years of the Free State Project reaching the goal of 20,000 signers, that people declare their intent to move to New Hampshire for the purpose of exerting the fullest practical effort towards the creation of a society where the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. So, you know, just because we're sitting right now at 19,670 signers of that statement of intent does not mean that the board goes away when we get 330 more signers. The board might exist in some form for the next 5 years to gather the information of who's moving, when they're moving, and try to facilitate that. But to answer the question of how do you prevent someone from moving, well, you don't. So if someone wanted to leave New Hampshire after signing the statement of intent saying they intend to move and then moving, well, you're not moving into a prison camp. You do get to freely leave if you want to.
And I can say, I mean, just from my own personal point of view, the move up here has been the most satisfying move that I've ever made. And, hey, I'm not a spring chicken. I've moved around a couple times in my life. But there's not a lot of reason I can think of and a whole lot of reasons I wouldn't think of moving to other places in the country. I can say I've really grown to enjoy not only the liberty but the camaraderie that New Hampshire has offered me.
And I quite hope that
I might actually come over there and have a look at it, and then I might end up actually liking it, and you know, end up taking the Illinois flag, burning it in my backyard, putting all my furniture into the moving truck, and coming out there.
Well, Liberty Forum's coming up, Pork Fest. Those are great events to come and attend. And I really quite hope that the board stays active and continues acquiring signers because, you know, one of the things that you specifically point out is that people can and will leave. And I think that the Free State Project can go well beyond 20,000 signers, and that would be a very, very good thing.
Yeah, and yeah, my understanding is – go ahead, Doug.
To be clear, I'm not promoting that, you know, people should be prevented from leaving, but what I'm trying to determine could be, okay, if you got all the people there and you're no longer having the attention put upon that anymore, people are going to leave. You know what I mean? It'll be the type of thing where people are going to forget about it.
And I don't think people are going to forget about it because things are happening here that don't happen elsewhere. I was up at the State House earlier today, and there was a press conference on a bill to decriminalize prostitution, and one of the people that was there overheard somebody say, "Oh no, there's Free Staters in the State House today." Well, I got a secret for you. When the State House is open, there's Free Staters there. That's what happens in New Hampshire. Your calls welcome, 855-450-FREE.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll free call in line. Or you can be like Kylon and call in using Skype to username lrn.fm. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Johnson.
And we go now to Kylon. And hold on, I've got a video playing somewhere here. So let me try going back. There we go. Kylon, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Johnson. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, I was just calling about, basically I'm sort of a new libertarian. I've been about for a year. And, I haven't got my full philosophy about it all the way nailed down. So, some thoughts that I think of here is something like, if there's no government, which is kind of what we're trying to accomplish, then who would enact any form of justice for someone whose rights have been violated? So if someone, does stab me or something, who would then be the one that enacts restitution?
Okay, so I will begin by answering this question, and I think that this is one of the sticking points that a lot of people get into when looking at, how would something work in a free society? Who would provide service X?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And right now there's, a one-size-fits-all sort of solution for a lot of things. There's who provides X? Well, the government does. Who provides this? Well, the government does. And as you can see with most of those things that the government is providing, they screw things up, and they screw things up horribly. In a free society, they would not be screwing things up because there would not be a monopoly organization overseeing, you know, the implementation of whatever it is, whether it be justice or garbage pickup. And there are places where garbage pickup is not run by government. There are places where, you know, delivery of natural gas is provided by, you know, private companies. So there are situations to where, you know, government's not providing whatever service. So you don't have to worry about, you know, well, how would this thing that's not a monopoly service now be provided absent a government claiming a monopoly on the providing of the service? Mm-hmm. And so I look at justice in a similar way, to where there are private security firms that do, I would dare say, a better job at preventing crime from happening than what the police do, because the police are responsive. They're not, preemptive on making sure that security is provided. So you have to wait until your car is stolen or your house gets broken into to call the cops. Whereas if you use, you know, one of these private security companies, and we talked about this a few weeks ago in regards specifically to some Seattle neighborhoods that are looking to private security because the Seattle police are not being responsive to their needs. So what these private companies are doing is they're doing random patrols throughout the day through the neighborhood, and just the presence is a deterrent.
Sure.
And you don't have that necessarily with the police. And so then people ask the question of, well, what happens when two security companies get in a shootout and a turf war? And that doesn't happen now. And there are a lot of various private companies that do armored truck services for banks, to where they pick up money from the banks, they deliver money to the banks. And I have never seen Brinks and Wells Fargo get into a turf war over who's delivering money to banks that are right next to one another.
Yeah, and I want to see that.
Yeah, you're missing out, man.
So I have a thought kind of along those lines, but I'm not sure, and I hear this in a lot of different, you know, again, it is ServiceX and who provides it. But does there always need to be an exact duplicate of a state-provided service in a society? And when I say a society, it doesn't mean, you know, the entire continent of North America that we're right. occupying. But what if it's my own little town? And what if some guy steals chickens, you know, from somebody else? Well, that guy may just very well take out his own retribution, and there's no need for mm-hmm. any organized thing. Communities just sort of have brains, and I think in a lot of cases, some of those things that we unnecessarily involve law enforcement or a judicial system would just kind of go away.
Right, and something else that I want to touch on about, you know, even if there are, you know, a replication in tiny little, you know, Podunkville, that, you know, you've got three different companies acting as court, you've got four different security agencies, you will not see some of the recklessness that currently happens from police, to where police know they can do pretty much whatever they want, and if they ever go to court, they can claim one of a half a dozen various immunities, and there's never any repercussion.
So government responds to their incentives just like everybody else does, and they're incentivized to do so.
Right, and what I was going to say is, if Wells Fargo or Brinks or ADT or any of the other private security companies decided that their response to every time someone had a television stolen from them, they were just going to unleash a flurry of bullets against every car that fit the description of the getaway car, Well, there would be lawsuits and reckless behavior acts against these companies. No one would want to do business with them, because why would you want to do business with the security company that just starts shooting up your neighborhood in response? So there would be market incentives to be well-behaved and know exactly what it is that you're doing and act responsibly.
Hmm. Okay. I guess I know you were saying the security companies, the private, would be good for preventing. And, like, I guess I like what you guys were saying, where, in a way, society could just, you know, take responsibility. And that's kind of like what it sounds like what government is like, just a bunch of people that just didn't want to take ownership of a community, so they'd rather just pass it off to a government. So
government is that governments exist with the consent of the governed, but yet try telling the people that are acting on behalf of the government that you don't consent. And they will say, okay, then leave the geographic area where you live. But I like the geographic area. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Either you consent to our thuggery or go somewhere else and consent to somebody else's thuggery.
I don't think most people get the option to leave. Usually it's you can be where you're at or you can enjoy your life in a cell.
And that would require you to leave the physical location where you are to go into a physical location that they want you to be. So in either case, they want you to leave the physical location where you are, or just give them money and shut up and don't say anything.
All right, you got me.
So what I foresee and what a bunch of other people foresee is a separation of geography and government.
Okay.
And there is historical precedent on that, to where, you know, in times past, such as in ancient Medina in Ireland for a long time, and there have been other examples, you know, across parts of Europe, to where there have been what's called polycentric societies, to where you've got overlapping societies, you've got various ethnicities living amongst one another, but they are not beholden to the same governments. And the government, again, it's not tied to a geographic area. And that's what government as we think of it now is it's a group claiming a monopoly over the legitimate use of force in a given geographic area.
Yeah, I think I read in a blog somewhere that even in a true anarchy, you would still have, you know, kind of types of very localized, very small, minimalistic types of governments, you know. Like
it would be very minimalistic. Kylon, thank you so much for the call, and your call is welcome, 855-450-FREE.
If you're not a smoker, please cover your ears, because the following incredible free money-saving offer is not for you. The makers of O2 Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette are now giving away free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, simply call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-691-5458. The advanced O2 Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There's no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar, so you can enjoy the nicotine you love whenever and wherever you are. Even better, you could also save yourself a ton of money. Hundreds of dollars a month with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer, not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's the toll-free call-in line where you can call in tonight with whatever is on your mind. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Johnson.
And back to the phones and to the topic that we started the show on, the Oregon standoff. We've got Keith calling from Denver to talk about Oregon. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? So, yeah, I've kind of noticed two different things. We've been talking about contractors and law enforcement versus, federal and state. And some of the guys I know from Oregon have said that this is Oregon State Patrol. Some have said FBI. I don't know. It's a whole mess, basically. But I have two different sides of the fence on contractors from personal friends. I have contractors who were contracted in Afghanistan and Iraq and, other clandestine places around the world who are on the bandwagon of freedom. And then I have other friends that are contractors that are on the bandwagon of authoritarianism and support everything a Leo does, no matter what it is.
Why are they still your friends?
Huh? Say again?
Why are they still your friends?
Wow.
That would be my question.
I wouldn't call them friends, maybe.
acquaintances? You have acquaintances. Yeah,
I have acquaintances who are... I don't know.
Everybody else in the studio cringed when I asked that question. So, I'm just... I'm the one who was just like...
I was laughing when you asked the question.
I understand. I'm on the freedom bandwagon, and I... Even then, I'm technically, supposedly a leadership... part of the organization that was doing the Oregon thing, even though we didn't condone it, they did it anyways. We told them not to. They kept going. We're like, we're not sure if we're going to take part in this because we don't know if it's really right or not. But point being, we're here. It's happened. Now what? I mean,
right.
Like I said, we have friends that are contractors that are actively involved in the Bundy situation from years ago that were there, and they're not federal. They were contracted as a private military contractor on American soil, and yet, like I said, you've got the split. You've got friends that are Leos, who I respect and admire, but at the same time are still jackbooted thugs. And you've got the guys on the freedom side who still want to defend the country and don't know what to do when their best friend is on the other side of the fence. I mean, I don't know.
I'm just, you know, the annoying one tonight, because when you say American soil, do you mean privately owned or federal soil?
That kind of goes to the heart of the question of Oregon, too.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly the point. So on the eastern side of Colorado, you have heavily monitored, regulated land. It doesn't matter if it's private or government. It doesn't matter. It's heavily regulated. You go to the western side, it's fairly loose in regulations, and you can go play on BLM all you want.
Right.
Until a couple of years ago. And then
not all you want.
The trails down.
there are certain things you can't do, even though supposedly it's there for everybody. So I guess my question is this. I mean, you're specifically talking about military contractors or people that have done government work before, and I got a lot of friends. And first of all, Johnson, I'm not afraid to call people that I disagree with. They are still friends. And I've got a lot of neocon friends, and I've got anti-liberty friends, but I work on them.
It's not my fault that I just, you know, question them, and then that, you know, turns from a philosophical conversation into trolling, and then they unfriend me.
I get that. You know, like, I get that.
They decide to, like, not be around me anymore.
One of my best friends was liberty-minded, and, you know, like, very liberty-minded, listening to Free Talk Live. He went through I'm not going to name the institution, but he went through a law enforcement academy somewhere over here in the Western States region, and he came out, became a deputy for the jails, for the sheriff's, some county sheriff's deputy, and he became a total authoritarian from voting for Rand Paul and campaigning for Ron Paul.
Wow.
Into, we need to elect Trump.
I don't see many people go that direction. And I guess what I'm saying is
people go in that direction now.
I'm not surprised that you see, you know, in your mix of friends or in any occupation or any group of people, you're going to have those people that like the security of knowing that there is an all-powerful state there to look after them. And
did they want the old America or did they
guy.
Want freedom? I mean,
I don't, I think
not
they,
really.
We were taught a very different version of freedom, at least when I went to school, of what
you're
real
right.
freedom
well,
is.
It wasn't Colorado. I mean, heck, in 1976, we denied the Olympics because we didn't want more people coming to the state. Now we've passed legalization of a particular plan, which is awesome, libertarian, however, it's brought more unintended consequences than we've even realized, which is not bad. It's just, it is what it is.
And there's a question of whether it's actually unintended.
Well, and that's the thing. We tend to claim that, oh, look, the crime rate's dropped 10%, but the problem is the crime rate's actually dropped 20% if you include marijuana charges. If you don't include marijuana charges, it's actually grown 10%. So without that factor, we have to really recognize, I mean, we did the right thing. We did. The question is, will other states follow suit, A, and B, do we really give all the money to a bloated system of public of schools? I mean, the administrators get the money. The teachers don't get the money. The students don't get the money. The administrators do. And they can take out $500,000 loans.
Hopefully more states do follow suit and do not wind up creating a bloated tax and regulate scheme. Keith, thank you for the call. We now go back to Skype and to Uruguay, where we have Stephen calling in. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Johnson. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. The previous caller was talking about who, if not the state, would provide retribution for someone who did a crime or a theft. And I wanted to point out that This is a great opportunity for insurance companies, for people to buy insurance against crime. That way, if there was a crime, the insurance company would be responsible for repaying the person who was attacked. And if it was cost effective, they would go after the guy and take back the property. Or if he was a real threat to the community, they would have a monetary incentive to go and remove him from the community or otherwise make it more safe.
Okay, and I want to play devil's advocate here for a second, Stephen. Wouldn't the people that live in poor neighborhoods just not be able to get insurance because they live in high-crime areas?
I would say that the people that live in poor neighborhoods would not be able to get as good of insurance.
Right.
It would further stratify the difference between different communities. So safer communities would become more safe, and they would be more restrictive about who would be entering into their communities, and less desirable neighborhoods would potentially be less safe. But, yeah, it would make more safe communities even safer, and so, it would reduce the cost for guarding against theft and crime in those areas.
So let me now ask this question of how would it really be any different than how it is now, to where there are some neighborhoods that police just do not go into because it is such a violent neighborhood that the cops don't even want to go in there to investigate crimes?
Well, it would provide a monetary incentive for people in the community to make the area safer. So, for instance, if people installed cameras all around to try to prevent crime, the price of their insurance would go down. So there would be an actual market incentive for people to make the place safer. And you are right. The places that aren't very safe would have to pay a lot of money for insurance. And probably the best people there would leave and form other communities.
Right.
And the unsafe places would start to dissolve.
Excellent. Anything else to add?
Apparently not.
Yeah.
oh, okay.
Also, the caller, he was concerned
about
retribution.
Yes.
He was concerned about retribution. I'm not sure there actually needs to be retribution in most crime cases. Like, if the person is paid back for the things that are stolen, they don't necessarily need to go get the criminal. But also, tonight after Free Talk Live, it's Flaming Freedom, the gayest show on the interwebs.
And you can find that on LRN.FM. That's the Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM. And that is the Skype username. Or you can call in toll-free 855-450-FREE.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.